concept of a tiny library is simple. People build a small case on their property where they place books to share with the community. Some look like birdhouses, others a recycled microwave or fridge. You can either borrow a book and bring it back or replace a book you want to keep with one of your own. According to the organization's website, there's about 10 little libraries in Cache Valley and 40,000 worldwide. USU professor Lynn McNeil first heard of little free libraries through her dissertation about book crossing, a practice where people leave books out in nature or public areas for other people to find. After McNeil learned about the libraries, it took her a few years to build one of her own.
It was something that we always wanted to do. We would always talk about it with people till our friends Jamie and Jennifer built one. And so after they'd built one, we were like, wow, we better get a move on.
McNeil and her husband, professor and co-steward of the library, Stephen Van Geem, found that running the library helped them not only connect with local readers, but also local writers.
Star Colebrook, the city poet laureate, gives us poetry of hers and we laminate it so it can be safe in the weather and put it on the library as well. It's been amazing.
It's a really easy starting point for people to just kind of walk up and say, I love the library.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about it.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Alyssa Robinson.